My name is Daniel Owusu. I'll be talking briefly about REIT differences and the association between substance use and asthma. But I would just say that we do not have any relationships to disclose about this research. And this is just the outline of what we will be discussing this afternoon. We'll look briefly about the introduction, where we discuss about the importance of studying asthma. And then we will look at the methods, results, conclusions that we draw from the results, and we'll consider the limitations and strength of our analysis. Then a brief information about OTS. Introduction, the first presenter just has given us enough information about why asthma is an important condition to be considered. But in the US alone, almost 500,000 hospitalizations are recorded annually due to asthma, and about almost 2 million emergency visits. 8 million doctors visit in the U.S. in 2009, and 1 in 12 adults, and as well as 1 in 5 children have asthma. And the estimates show that asthma kills about 9 persons daily. So we know the prevalence is high among minorities, particularly among the blacks. This is just I got this graph from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. It shows the age differences, and then as well as the gender differences, and then the ethnic differences, where we can see among blacks asthma is particularly very high, and that white follows as well, and then the Hispanic. Again, this graph also shows the prevalence of asthma by years, beginning from 2001 to 2010, and it has been consistently higher among blacks, and then followed by white and Hispanic. So what is known is that asthma may be severe, and the severity differs by ethnicity as well. Even hospitalizations and exacerbations all differ by ethnicity. So racial differences also exist in terms of risk factors, and that could be explained by maybe because of your socioeconomic status, where you reside, and the kind of work that you do. So, a brief introduction to the risk factors of asthma. We have environmental factors that include allergens, occupational exposure, secondhand smoke exposure, and air pollution. Then we have behavioral factors, which include smoking, alcohol, and other substance use. There are also studies on genetic implications, as well as the gender differences, age differences, and weight may also contribute to asthma exacerbation and asthmatic attacks. Now, substance use and asthma. The link between substance use and asthma has been well evaluated, and there's a lot of literature on that. Alcohol has been found to be associated with asthma in a current study that was published in 2012. Marijuana use has also been implicated, as well as cocaine, heroin, all those illicit drugs use have been implicated in the causation of asthma. It has been published or reported in the past that racial differences exist in response to drugs. So people may respond to drugs differently, but because of their race. And so the other question is that would there be any race differences in the association between substance use if individuals respond to drug differently because of their race? So that was a question that came into our mind. So the objective was to estimate association between the selected drugs. Since we are using a different data and population-based data, we want to confirm the earlier reports whether those drugs that we've selected are indeed associated with asthma prevalence, and also to examine any race differences between these associations. So our methodology, we use the 2011 data from the substance abuse, the data that's conducted by Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, that's the National Survey on Drug Use and Health. It is a population-based data. It collects data from non-institutionalized individuals who are... we use non-institutional individuals who are 18 years and above, but in the data, they collect information from those who are 12 years and above. The survey covers approximately 78% of the target population. It uses multi-stage probability sampling in order to get representative sample. And particularly, they employ the use of audio computer assisted self-interviewing. And what that does is to reduce social disability by providing that kind of privacy. So the interviewee will see the question displayed on his screen, and it is also played into his hearing silently, and he enters the response privately. So by doing so, we can be sure that social disability in responses will be very low. We had weighted response rate for Hispanic, African Americans, non-Hispanic whites, and other race, including multiple race, at 78%, 80%, 73%, and 68% respectively. So our outcome was asthma in the past 12 months, and then independent variables that were ever use of maybe cigarettes before 18 years, whether you initiated smoking before 18 years, whether you smoke in the past 1 year, and then alcohol consumption before 18 years, marijuana use in the past 1 year, other illicit drugs apart from marijuana in the past 1 year, and ending alcohol consumption in the past 1 year. So we had these substance categories, and confounders that we considered were age, sex, income level, educational level, and then race. And we considered that one in the combined analysis. So statistical analysis, we analyzed data from 38,623 participants. We used chi-square just to compare the proportions, and weighted univariate and multiple logistic regression analysis were done. We built 5 main multiple logistic regression models. The first one is the combined data analysis, where we consider the risks in all the risks combined. Then the second one is where we stratify by risk, and we analyze for each of the 4 risk categories. Analysis were conducted using SAS. This is the result. Okay, so the weighted prevalence, as we can see, contrary to the earlier finding, is much higher among Hispanics and Latinos. And then other races will follow. And then we have African American, then all races. The prevalence was about 6%. And then in whites, which among all the races, whites had the lowest prevalence of asthma for the 2011 data. This is the brief characteristics of our participants. As you can see, the asthma is higher. The cases are higher in females than males. And then there's that kind of age differences as well as the race differences. Now, in the multiple logistic regression, here we are reporting the stratified analysis. So if you look at the stratified analysis, you could see that in white, it's only the past year alcohol consumption that was associated with asthma. Interestingly, it rather reduced asthma prevalence, like it was associated with reduced asthma prevalence. And in African American, we had alcohol use before 18 years. We had marijuana use. We had the past year marijuana use associated. So Hispanic, we can see that there are about 4 different drug categories that were associated. And in other ways, we had only one, which is the past year alcohol consumption. So the results obviously indicated race differences in this association. So the main findings that overall prevalence of asthma was 6%, and then alcohol consumption before age 18 was associated in African American and Hispanic. Marijuana use before 18 actually increased and reduced prevalence in Hispanics and African Americans respectively. So in Hispanic, it was associated with increased report of asthma, and then in African American, it was associated with reduced report of asthma. So the past year marijuana and any illicit drug use were associated in African Americans and Hispanics respectively. And so in other ways, we had about 2-fold increase in the cause of asthma for past year alcohol use. So in conclusion, our study provides evidence that the association between substance use and asthma may differ by race. So there's great differences. And this is a further evidence which actually calls for the need to explore risk-specific risk factors. And then also, we have recommended further studies in order to confirm our results and the observations, and also add more explanation to what we have found. Just a brief of our strength. This is a national representative data, and the data has been well designed, and so we can be sure about the quality of the data. The sample size is large enough, and we adjusted for important confounders. However, we cannot make causal inference because of the cross-sectionality of the data. And then we see that asthma definition was a bit too broad, because you wouldn't know whether we are talking about new cases of asthma or we are talking about exacerbation in the past 1 year. And then the sample size for the other risk was relatively small. So these are the authors. I'm Daniel Obusu. As I said, I'm a student, and where I'm from, the College of Public Health in East Tennessee State University. So the first three authors, that's where we come from. And then the last author, Yun Pan, is a PhD candidate in the Department of Public Health Sciences, Miller School of Medicine, University of Miami. So want to acknowledge the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration for providing the data for our study. This is just a disclosure, so I will take any questions or comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions? Questions from the audience? Yes.
You lumped Latinos together. Did you look at this, Puerto Ricans versus Mexican Americans?
The question is, the Latinos are lumped. Is there an opportunity for you to look at the different groups of Latinos, like Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, and so forth?
No, we did not look at those differences. We put the Latinos and then Hispanic together as one race. Yeah.
Yes. Which one? Vitamins.
Environment.
No, our interest was purely in substance use, not environmental factors.
Any more? I have one question for you. For marijuana use in the last 12 months, you showed a protective effect, and there are also a lot of protective effects. What do you think that is coming from?
That was an interesting finding that we observed, that in some races there were some level of protective effect. One way we may want to say that it could be due to the way the data was collected. For instance, if you talk about tobacco, I'm giving an example like tobacco smoking. The question was whether you have ever used tobacco smoking, but in the definition of current smoke or past smoke, you should have smoked like 100 cigarettes, and then you are currently smoking. So if you ask that question, anybody who has probably experimented will say yes, and that would dilute the association. So that may go for marijuana. There may be people that have just tried it. Or you know, it is true association. Maybe it has a protective effect, but this calls for more studies, because this is a cross-sectional study. We can't make that conclusion. We can only speculate that it actually raises a lot of hypotheses for future studies.
Could it be a protopathic buzz?
It could, probably.
Protopathic buzz is usually in cross-sectional studies when the individual actually abandoned the exposure. You see that type of, like, for example, asthmatic patients who have cuts because of symptoms, they will abandon their cuts. So if you look at the analysis, it looks cuts are protected, when in fact they are not.
Yeah, so people might have given up smoking.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, let's give him a